Jack of All Nerds is recorded in front of a robot studio audience.
It's 8 p.m., kiddies, and you know what that means.
Guy I love, he's mine, I'm his. There's nothing gay about it in our eyes.
These are the voyages of the Starship.
Discover more at CBS All Access, the paid streaming service where you still get commercials.
I want to play a little game. How are you at Chinese checkers?
You don't understand, man. Whatever it is, it kills you with your worst fears.
Wait, so Zack Snyder's gonna show up and murder me with space sticks?
Yeah, man. It's awful.
You've been listening to the G-Spot, where we play nothing but Kenny G classics for a two-hour block of time.
Due to explicit content, listener discretion is advised.
On with the show!
Hello, and welcome to the Jack of All Nerds on Chaotic Radio. I am the Jack of All Nerds, Michael Maxwell. Joining me tonight, we got a full house in the studio for what is going to be the biggest shit show of the year.
Everywhere you look. Everywhere.
First up, Derek Murray.
Hey, guys.
Probably most fearful to be here.
For sure. I have had many drinks to make sure I can withstand this.
And I think the man who's responsible.
You
Matt Avila,
son of a bitch.
Hello. Check.
I don't know. Now I can't hear you.
Check. Hello.
You broke it.
Well, this is awkward.
Hold on. I got this. Try it now.
Hello?
Hey!
Yeah,
the mute button is
sticking.
Oh,
that happens.
It's the board.
Yeah. I resent that.
There's some sort of forensics on the, on the board.
I resent this being blamed on me. I really do. I take full responsibility.
And in the booth, even though you really can't see him.
I'm in the window.
On the Twitch stream.
Watching Danny, Twitch, I'm in the window.
Danny Anthony, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
He is there. Believe it or not, he is there. And our special guest, returning back. It's been a little bit of time.
It's been 3 months.
Yeah. But he's back, our expert in the genre of horror.
I'm an expert.
Horror.
Andy Cobble, everybody.
Hey, guys.
So here's what's up. We're gonna just dive right into this.
Are we?
We
should.
Big finale to
I feel as though we need like a trash can in the studio because
I'm kind of excited.
Stuff's gonna come up.
That's why you have plates.
In the studio. And a little cup.
I was kind enough to give you guys plates, yeah.
If you're gonna spew.
Spew into this.
Yeah, this,
this is so fucking, this is crimes against humanity right here.
Do we start when Derek is done with all of his social media? I think he has four more profiles.
I do. Everyone needs to know that this is fucking happening.
He's gonna post this on his Tinder.
That hasn't been active in 3 years.
So it is the big finale to our pumpkin spice challenge tonight, and we're doing pumpkin spice hot dogs. Now, full disclosure, this is not an item that exists in
reality?
A store. It was a YouTube video or something like that.
It's like a Facebook video that came out a couple weeks ago as a joke, and then I tagged Mike and Derek because they do the pumpkin spice challenge.
Yes.
And Mike's sick, twisted mind was like, hey, we're going to do that, and you're going to be on the show that week.
Yeah.
I'm here now.
And I just want everyone to know, Mike has very stringent rules. You were not allowed to miss the in-studio taste test. You were not allowed to spit it out.
Nope.
It has to be swallowed. Like, it is.
You have to ingest it.
Those are just his stringent rules in his personal life that he decided to do.
That he's applied to this pumpkin spice hot dog.
And so I made it a reality, and it's, this is gonna be something.
It's an abomination.
So what
it's rare that you can make a hot dog. I am all about people that are like, oh my God, do you know what's in a hot dog?
Yeah,
I know. And it's so fucking delicious. Yeah,
definitely.
So calm down. I am all about hot dogs, and I can't.
This might turn me off hot dogs.
No.
I'm actually kind of stoked to try.
No.
So here's what it is. Here's what it is, everybody. It's a regular hot dog that I've cored out, and I've put in a pumpkin puree with pumpkin spice seasoning mixture. I've injected it
And then there's whipped cream on the top with a little bit more pumpkin spice seasoning sprinkled over that.
It's so gross. And just hearing you describe it makes me want to vomit.
When do you ever hear the word cored out?
Yeah, and my hot dog was actually too hot, so my cream is melted. So I'm gonna re-whip right now.
That's the intro to my favorite. But
the worst part is the shot afterwards of the stuff that I hate.
I feel like this is manageable. Yeah, I know I hate it.
And
so,
this
is a bottled version of
does it matter?
The Starbucks
and the barista still
spice
screwed
latte.
It up.
Oh God! I just,
oh my God!
Yeah, that's so strong. Should we not do this first?
No. We're doing the hot dog first.
All right. That terrifies me.
So look, I feel like I have forced this upon us, so Matt's gonna go first.
Give it to
That's
Matt.
Fine. That's
Kill
fine.
Me anything.
So, I'm gonna go full. I'm gonna call back on my coffee master tasting, and the smell.
It is
enchanting. Hundreds. It's beautiful. I'm gonna go in
just like doing the report in school. Just do it first.
Oh, I can't watch.
Look, it might not
as,
be.
There you go.
It might not
watch.
Be as bad as
it's
we
not
all
gonna
think.
Be as bad as it. Watch. He's gonna go.
Did you take it?
Oh yeah, he's eating it.
No, it took it like a champ.
Yeah,
damn.
He's not convulsing.
He hasn't thrown up yet.
Nope.
Is it more mild than one would expect?
Is it?
Here's
mostly,
the thing.
Is it mostly hot dog?
Hot dog alone, like cheap hot dogs, especially like you had mentioned.
Yeah,
have a very strong flavor themselves.
So
it's like, it's disgusting.
Don't get him wrong.
It's really bad, but honestly, it's not as bad as I expected. I thought it would be much worse. You taste the pumpkin and you taste the hot dog and they both attack each other in such a way that like your taste buds are just like,
they don't compliment each
other. No, they don't compliment
each
other.
Oh, they don't? They don't? What?
But that's surprising. Your taste buds are just like, we cannot decipher what needs to overpower what, so just taste everything.
Okay, I need to get this over.
Just do it. Just do it.
This has been hanging over my life for like 4 weeks now.
But if I take another bite, don't be surprised. Half of it. Half of it at once.
He's going in there. Deep throat that
half
shit.
Half of it. Do it.
Do it. Come on, Derek.
Cowboy
the fuck up and do it.
Hold on. Wait, before you do it, though, do you think it's going to have a good mouthfeel?
We'll see how Alton feels about this.
Everybody's quiet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not enough. That's just not enough.
That was mostly bun.
Yeah.
Oh.
Once that puree hits.
What in the absolute fuck? Ah.
That's the kind of reaction I was hoping for.
No, you were hoping he threw up all over
that's
the
That's why soundboard. We do it. Not really, because then there's
okay.
A smell for the rest of the show.
Okay, look. First of all, this hot dog is shit. forget what's in it. The hot dog itself is absolute. Yeah.
These are like Dollar Tree hot dogs or something like that.
Yeah,
so they're expired by 3 weeks.
Yeah. So even the hot dog itself is garbage, and then you just get this like you were describing, where it's like my mouth doesn't know. It has no idea what flavor to latch onto because your mouth is like, it's a hot dog. No, it's pumpkin. No, it's whipped cream. You can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Like it has no idea what it wants to do.
It's just the trifecta of terrible.
Okay. Well, Matt, if you need to go for another bite, you can have mine. This is disgusting.
You know what? I stared into the hole and I was like, I don't need any more.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I don't need that.
Next up. Oh, Danny's already got it pressed.
Wow,
into
I didn't
his
even
lips.
Need to tell him. He's excited.
Danny had finished
He's
it by
excited.
The time.
No, I'm looking at it now and like, I can see the hole where you piped everything in and it's like kind
Look,
of spooging
and
out.
And I'll tell you what, it was actually rather difficult. I had considered just piping this shit over the top like a chili dog.
I think that would have been better because
you would have gotten way more of the pumpkin spice flavor. That's for damn sure.
I'm looking at a pumpkin spice starfish right now, and I don't like that.
All right, well, just give it a lick. Oh my God, you put like half that shit in his mouth.
That's what you got to do. You just got to go for broke.
Whoop. And the survey says,
okay, the hot dog's fucking gross. The whipped cream though was delightful.
Well, I mean, it is ready whip, so.
Ooh. Brought to you by.
It's made, no oil.
Made
no.
with real cream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dead air.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
He's savoring the moment, apparently.
Did he take another bite?
Honestly, all I got was hot dog.
Okay.
No,
really?
No pumpkin.
Wow.
And it was just nasty.
That's crazy.
Nasty hot dog.
I think you're immune.
Why is your whipped cream melting yet again?
I don't know.
Yeah, my
everybody, look at this. This is holding firm pretty well.
My hot dog was not hot. I don't know what yours did.
No, but see, the problem is the rest of the hot dogs got nuked, two together for 30 seconds. This one got nuked alone for 30 seconds.
And now so it's just
got twice the heat. Okay. Do you want to go or
should
I go?
No, I'm going to try it.
He's doing it.
I'm excited.
Oh.
Whoa, that was a huge bite.
Wow.
Go for broke, man.
He's like, I love it.
Lead by example.
I'm trying not to chew into the mic.
No. For people listening, give him the chew.
Ew.
Honestly, yeah. I don't think it's that bad. Of course, I mean, whatever.
That's why he's the
horror
expert.
We used to play this game called Punishment Poker at our apartment, where we played five card draw. The guy with the worst hand would, have to do what the guy with the best hand wanted. And we've eaten way worse things than this. So,
okay.
Honestly, it's not that bad. I could barely taste the pumpkin. You can really taste. The shitty hot dog.
Well, it is.
It is shitty.
Hot dog is shit.
It is carnival shitty.
I will say this: the girth, the girth of the straw that had did not match the girth of the hot dog. So the coring process is actually pretty narrow. So you're not getting a lot of the pumpkin spice.
I'm getting
mixture.
It now, though.
It's more of a narrow urethra.
I'm getting it now, and now it's not pleasant.
Okay.
It is one of those things where your palate does not know
what to do. Your palate's never tasted anything like it.
You are 100% correct because your brain goes, whipped cream, hot dog, pumpkin.
What? Well, yeah, the whipped cream too.
This is something we've never had at the same time.
I think it's the whipped cream just kind of makes it a little mellower.
Yeah, it kind of mellows it out.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Just do it. Half of it. Half of it. Just like, come on, go. Yeah. That's what I like.
He did it.
I like looking at that.
The hot dog.
That is nice to look at.
Also the the pop of the pumpkin spice filling.
Yeah.
When you bite into it.
There's an audible pop.
It's not that.
Oh, he hates it. He hates it. I love it.
I really
savor the swallow.
He hates it so much.
Look at him chew it. Ooh, that's nice.
Actually, it's kind of growing on me.
See? It's not all that awful.
No, he means it like literally laid eggs in his mouth.
The hot dog itself is garbage.
It's
but
terrible.
I knew that when I bought him.
If we did this with some good Johnsonville brats, I think it'd be pretty good.
Crazy thing. I think if you used a quality hot dog, Frank,
some ballparks,
it would not be bad.
I honestly think you're 100% correct.
And you know what? I'm going to agree with him.
Yeah.
I think the quality of the hot dog to overtake the pumpkin infusion.
That's all I taste now is a shitty hot dog.
I bit into it, I was like, oh, this is a shitty hot dog.
I mean, like, I'm not having
with even more shitty toppings. Yeah, no, I'm good.
As much as I say I don't mind it, it's not I'm going to really run back to it.
I can take it for, I don't need any more.
Exactly.
Mike?
No, I'm not doing that again. all right, well, this has already taken longer than it should, so let's get to these fucking coffee chasers.
This is terrible for me. Oh, good Lord.
It's bad. The one they make at Starbucks is not much better, but the bottled one is just sugar in a glass, more sugar, more sugar.
It's like maple smell.
Yeah, it's very strong maple smell.
It tastes so artificial and gross.
Yeah.
It smells like day-old Taco Bell.
Bottoms up.
Oh, good Lord.
You got to wash it back
with
beer.
That's too much of it. You got a Coke right there. You should just go ahead and have some right away.
The bottled one is great.
Yeah, see you right away. Oh, that's, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to wait for any intro. I'm just going to do this. Oh.
No, Derek's not doing it at all.
No, I'm doing it. I got it.
Oh, here Lord. Oh, God. Okay, that's great.
Fuck.
There we go.
I mean, maybe if you're into that sort of thing.
How you people drink coffee on a regular basis is beyond me.
What in the fuck is that?
Oh, see, the hot dog. I might have another bite of the hot dog.
The hot dog, in comparison, the hot dog is a little better.
Yeah, but surprisingly, as disgusting as the hot dog was, this bottled Frappuccino pumpkin shit is
Oh, my God. That really makes me want to cry. That is not a bad idea. I think
You know what?
What was he trying to knock himself out with the whip?
Are we doing that? Oh, you're doing okay.
Yeah.
Here, give me some of that.
It helps.
It's like the Dumb and Dumber ketchup and mustard thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to
hit? No, I'm cool right now.
You know what? That helps a lot. Okay.
My palate knows what's happening. My palate's relaxed a little bit.
I would like to thank Anthony at the Chevron by my house for supplying my Diet Mountain Dew addiction.
Doing another... Oh, God damn it, Matt.
Hey, Derek, we did have a viewer request to ask that you finish the hot dog because they want to see it.
Who the fuck?
That's yours.
I think that was Sam.
That would be, that's yours that would right be there. Kuma Ninja.
That's yours right there. Thank you, Kuma Ninja. You're the best.
Come on. Do it for the fans, dude.
Come on, dude. These are the people that...
Look, I will just say, just take one more bite. You don't have to...
Are you a Patreon?
I was going to say, if it's a Patreon...
They are.
Okay.
Fuck!
Yeah.
You got to do it now.
Yep.
The whole thing, man. If you do it, Derek, I'll do mine.
You know what? Me too. Here. Me too.
Will we all take another bite?
Yep.
Me too. Just go.
Go.
We're all going to do it. Before I even taste it. I'll finish it with you. Come on, let's go. I'm trying to eat it.
Oh, God.
Oh, I got a big...
Get it out of my mouth.
I got a big pocket.
So are we finishing him?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, just one more bite.
He's
doing it. He's doing it all.
I finished it. It's gone. You could do it. Just power through.
We're doing it live.
We're going live. We're doing it live.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, and I already knew this, but in case there was any shadow of a doubt, Kuma Ninja says A.A. Ron approves. Just so you know, his revenge is complete.
God damn it, A.A. Ron.
I'll also have you know that my wife just texted me saying she's listening and that she says she's not happy because she has to live with me now. She said, stop eating it.
All right.
No, it's done. No. Last bite. Here we go.
Just do it. I finished mine. You could do it.
Ugh.
High five on that one. Come on. There you go. You accomplished nothing.
I know for you. Matt and I aren't stupid.
No. Be stupid with us.
I took the one more bite and I was like.
It's coming right back out in an hour. Don't worry about it.
That's true.
Maybe sooner than
Maybe
that.
Sooner than it could that. Be.
I feel with the hot dog and the coffee, I don't know if I'll ever get pumpkin out of my mouth.
You can't sit down. I do have some wonderful pumpkin snickerdoodles here that are made.
It's so gross.
If you want to try something that's actually good.
I might have to take one of those.
Yeah, they're actually very good. They're not
garbage. I will say the beer helps, guys.
Yeah, the beer is helping.
Yes, Diet Mountain Dew helps as well.
Well, Derek, you need a, you want another?
I do, actually.
You want to try another hit of the Ready Whip?
Thanks. These are pumpkin snickerdoodles my wife made. Anybody want to really try something that's decent?
Sure.
And good? It's not a garbage refuse of crap? I don't think he wants to try anything else.
I like the texture on that.
It's good. It's like cake.
It's like, it's like pumpkin, like, cake.
That'll calm you right down.
Yeah.
Like a pumpkin Madeleine?
Very mild.
It's mellow.
Yeah.
That takes all the panic away.
That was terrible. Thank you very much for that.
There we go. Okay.
I hate everyone that is a Patreon.
Well, Kuma Ninja says, so proud of you, Derek. So proud.
I think Kuma Ninja is a cool person there.
Oh, God. The hot dog itself is so gross.
Yeah, the worst part of that was the hot dog.
Yeah, the hot dog's the worst part.
It is instantly not sitting well.
Yeah, no, because you bite into it and the hot dog breaks apart and then reveals the disgust of what's around. Like, it's
my eyes are watering now. Yeah, because that's what happened to me. I got a pocket of it and it was fine until I hit that pocket.
Ah, God.
I think I found the entry point where the
and that
goo
last bite was just, it was too much. It was too much.
It broke him.
It was the last shot, like before you're about to leave, where you're like, no guys, I can't do one more.
Yeah.
If I do one more, that's it. And then all of your friends are horrible people and they're like, do it! That's what that was.
Oh. Well, at least it's over. Am I right?
Your month is over.
We should do some sponsor stuff before the break, and then when we come back, we can go ahead and dive into Blast from the Past. If Derek's still alive,
I'm gonna tell you right now. I do not have the wherewithal to do Roadhouse, so someone needs to take that shit over for me tonight.
First up, the Etowanda Roadhouse.
Hey.
Conveniently located off the 210 freeway at the Day Creek exit in Rancho Cucamonga, California, the Etowanda Roadhouse has nightly food specials that don't include pumpkin spice, live entertainment, pub trivia, karaoke, all kinds of good stuff.
It's still on my palate. Yeah. It's still there.
They show sports on big TVs. There's probably baseball happening right now.
There is. It's so, 7 to 7.
Yeah. Fuck, really? For more information. Yeah.
God damn.
I know. Yeah.
For more information, visit facebook.com/eRoadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Yeah. Also check out.
That was pretty good.
That was a solid laugh. Yeah. Okay, all right. I trust Danny when I fail. I appreciate it.
Also, check out The Dinner Detective, America's largest interactive murder mystery dinner show. Enjoy a fabulous four-course meal while solving a hilarious murder investigation. For more information, visit thedinnerdetective.com. And if you're purchasing tickets for the Claremont, California location, use the promo code CRIME to get a $5 discount. Also, check out Four Color Fantasies comic book store.
Oh. I had a
bad burp. Sorry.
The adverse effects have begun.
Oh boy. Oh,
man. Jesus.
I was fine.
Oh shit.
Check.
Oh, so good.
Again, so Four good. Color Fantasies comic book store in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Check it out for more information on facebook.com/4CF Rancho, and that's with the number 4 not spelled out. Upcoming events, they have their private screenings of both Thor, Ragnarok, and the Justice League coming up. Thor is actually coming up this week. It'll be Thursday, the... What is it? First? Second? Second? Second?
Thursday?
Second?
First,
Thursday?
I
don't know.
No, the second.
Second.
The second. The
second, yeah.
Yeah. At 8 p.m., and that's at the Edwards 22 in Ontario, California. Although, don't just stroll up at the door. You got to go to the shop to buy tickets ahead of time. $28 gets you the ticket, a t-shirt, a goodie bag, a raffle ticket, all kinds of good stuff's going to be given away.
That's a good
we'll
deal.
Be there giving away some stuff as well, so you are not going to want to miss it. Also, it's a 2D screening, not 3D, in case you get weird about 3D screenings. So, that'll be good. All right, guys. So that is sponsors.
Perfect timing.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Also need to give a shout out to Hyper RPG for featuring our podcast on their podcast network on SoundCloud. Check it out. That is soundcloud.com/HyperRPG. And also check them out on Twitch, twitch.tv/HyperRPG. Yeah. And Patreon is also a thing. It's like sponsors take like a year and a day now, guys. So... Patreon, everybody. So sponsors, they cover our cost to be here in the studio, but Patreon helps us out with other costs, website costs, and things like that. So we also provide additional bonus content for all patrons for as little as a dollar to as much as any amount.
Which includes more suffering. I don't know if you know.
Yeah. Ooh. We suffer for you.
Yes. Yeah.
For your entertainment. Are you not entertained?
Exact reaction after we finished Catwoman. Exact reaction.
Yes.
You finished Catwoman?
Yeah.
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 Good
that's,
for you.
That's how much we suffer for our art.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so that is patreon.com/jackofallnerds. And, yeah, guys, that's going to do it for
great job.
All that kind of stuff. Let's go ahead and take our first commercial break of the evening. And when we come back, everybody, it's time for our horror Halloween themed blast from the past. We got a lot of them to get through tonight. And then we still have our big, horror movie monster slash killer tournament of champions. And, actually, that's going to take the most time, so we're going to have to, like, speed through Blast from the Past tonight.
I'll keep it brief. I'll keep mine brief.
All right. So if you wish to join the conversation, give us a call, 909-360-8330, or message us on Facebook, facebook.com/jackofallnerds, or on twitch.tv/jackofallnerds in the chat. We will be right back.
Bad radio, good radio, and chaotic radio. In that order.
You're listening to the Deadpool Show, starring me, Deadpool.
What? What do you mean that's not on the cards? Oh, all right. You're listening to the Jack of All Nerds on Chaotic Radio. Chaotic. I'm gonna go get some pancakes.
Welcome back to the Jack of All Nerds on Chaotic Radio. Tonight is our Halloween episode. Ooh. And Before the break, we all put ourselves through hell, as you do.
You did.
I don't know which archetypes we are of the horror genre here. Who's the virgin? Is it Danny?
Wow.
Well, his girlfriend is made up, yeah, who lives in Canada, yeah. So.
Who's Japan.
There? And there is five Japan. Of us. So
thank
right.
you, Matt. And fuck you as well.
I just want everything to be accurate.
Oh, boy. It is now time for Blast from the Past and kicking things off tonight. And remember, guys, we got to keep these short and sweet.
I'll keep them short.
It would be Danny.
All right.
With the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. All right. So I first saw this when I was a kid, so it was terrifying. The fact that you never see the tormentor is something that really terrifies me, like movies like Jaws and especially Paranormal Activity. So I love the Blair Witch Project. Unfortunately, it suffered the curse of horror movie sequels and was totally ruined by Book of Shadows.
Did you sit through that?
Well, no, I got through half really of that.
Just like, yeah, but I mean, you're just doing the original here.
Yeah, just doing the original. So I loved it. I loved how it like kind of paved the way for found footage movies.
Yeah.
So it gets a blast from me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Sliding back just a few years to 1996.
Just a few. Scream. Scream, I hadn't seen it since I was a young boy, probably like 12, 13. And I remember being scared of the first 15 minutes because it is truly terrifying. And even as an adult, it's one of the best openings to a movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Saving grace of the film, because it does get a bit silly towards the end, is the performances by Skeet Ulrich, Courtney Cox, and I would have to say
Rose McGowan.
Yeah, Rose McGowan's pretty great in the little parts that she is. It was a blast. I still had fun watching it. It does kind of get like goofy at the end, but it works out. You know.
Yeah, I think that's one of the saving graces about that franchise, though, is that it does know what it's trying to do.
It knows what it is, and it knows what it's aiming to do.
Yeah,
so it pulls it off well.
I just recently watched Scream 2, and I actually really like Scream 2. And as much as people hate it, I actually really enjoy Scream 3. I
thought 3 was better than 2.
I would agree, actually. Yeah.
And 4, am I right?
4.
I saw it.
I never saw it.
I tuned out after 2, but
it is one of those things that knows that it's a horror franchise, and so it plays to all of those tropes about being a horror franchise. So.
But yeah, it was a blast. Definitely recommend it.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. I actually performed in a stage play version.
Really?
Seriously? Nice. Yeah, you had to do it for drama class.
Okay.
A bunch of girls wanted to adapt that, and so I got to be the killer.
That's kind of awesome.
It was a sticky mess, but it was a lot of fun.
That sounds amazing, actually.
We all go to
And that, the guy who does the voiceover, because it's not Skeet Ulrich or Matthew Lillard, fuck Matthew Lillard in this movie. He's fucking overacting.
I actually love Matthew Lillard.
The guy who does the voiceover work, like, you kind of forget how terrifying he actually is then when you rewatch it.
Yeah.
And he like yells at her like, "Don't you fucking hang up on me." Like, you're like, "Oh shit." Like, this dude's for real. Yeah, he's great.
All right. Now we're heading back to 1990.
Oh, is this you?
With a little classic called Frankenhooker.
It's good.
Of course, the horror expert is like, yeah, that's a good
thing. I will tell you this. If you like tits, this movie's got lots of them.
Well, I'm in. I'm in.
Like Frankenhooker. One would hope.
So the movie's actually, it's pretty fucking awful. It's only an hour and 25 minutes, thank Christ. And Frankenhooker herself does not actually show up until like 56 minutes into the movie. Once she's there, you're like, okay, I'm on board. Cause the girl that plays the Frankenhooker actually does a really good job. She's these like really quirky faces that she makes, and it's kind of fun from there. But like getting to that point, the main character, Jeffrey Franken, who, just to give you a quick plot summary, she is supposed to be his fiance. She gets killed by a lawnmower. He saves the head. And then he kills a bunch of prostitutes to reanimate her.
This makes sense.
Yeah, no, this...
Yeah.
I don't know why you didn't like this movie.
If
wait a minute, you this have sounds
to,
like Frankenstein.
I'm giving you the broad strokes. If you had to, you had to actually sit and watch it, you'd be like, "What in the actual fuck is happening?" And I'm torn here. I don't know whether.
But again, it's just like Scream. It's a movie that knows what it is. It's not like they're trying to. No, they're not trying to come in all serious. Trust me. They know they're
Mike
shitty.
Will not be swayed.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to give this one a gassed. So, all right. And then let's see, taking it back to 1986.
Yes, that's me, because I'm going to wrap up. Last time I was here, we talked about Maximum Overdrive. So nice. I'm going to go on that. It's Stephen King's directorial debut and swan song. And it's Emilio Estevez. It's a bunch of machines, you know, it's trucks and cars that kill everybody.
Emilio!
It's pretty terrible, but it's my terrible. It's my beautiful piece of garbage.
People can say what they want about that movie. It made me never stand in front of the opening on a fucking vending machine for a second.
That is one of the best scenes to any horror movie is a killer Coke machine.
I will not touch an electric carving knife.
See, there you go. So it has an impact on people. I love it.
Makes total sense.
I love it. I don't know why I love it, but I love the AC/DC soundtrack, the whole Queen feel with Flash Gordon, but they did AC/DC with this, and the only annoying part is Yardley Smith, who's Lisa Simpson.
Yeah.
I know she's supposed to be annoying, but it's too really much annoying. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, I'd give it, of
like
course.
Like Matthew Lillard and Scream.
I like Matthew Lillard. I think Matthew Lillard's fun and cool.
I just recently watched She's All That, and I know you're supposed to hate him, but I don't.
Matthew Lillard's likable, damn it.
And if we're going to keep it the horror genre, I fucking love 13 Ghosts, and I don't give a shit.
It's a remake that isn't really a remake. It's called 13 Ghosts. They should have just called it something. Because if you watch the original, it's kind of close, but really not. Yeah. It's good.
Matthew Lillard, at the end of the day, still does Shakespeare better than Keanu Reeves.
That's true. That is true. But Keanu Reeves, John Wick, come on now. Okay, anyway.
I think Keanu Reeves found his niche in Hollywood. Yeah.
So I would obviously give it a blast.
All right. Going back to 1984.
Oh, man. Guys, children are fucking creepy. God
now, this is Mark Hamill's Children of the Corn, right?
Okay. This is the original Children of the Corn. And there's not even a whole lot I need to go into it. It's pretty much exactly what you think. It is a whole town in Nebraska where some demon convinces all of the children that they need to kill all their parents. And almost all of the kids decide that, this is the right thing to do. Two kids are like, nope, we're not down. And then some random teenage couple strolls through the town and is like, wait a minute, not everything's right here. And that's honestly, the whole point of this movie is that don't ever fucking trust children. That's it. Children are creepy, and 9 times out of 10, they're demons. That is
9 times out of 10.
This is scientific fact. That is proof.
I will say, the character of Malachi did make me not trust gingers. I will say.
I was going to say, it's not trust kids, it's trust redhead kids.
Exactly. And obviously they don't have a soul, so it makes sense.
Yeah, I get it.
It totally. I hadn't seen this movie in forever, and I've been kind of going back through October and watching originals of series that I've never seen, like Hellraiser and this one. And honestly, I'm gonna give it a blast.
As well you should.
Kids are fucking creepy. I knew that going in, and then watching it, it just reaffirmed that, I don't like creepy kids.
But the two lead kids in it are great.
No, they're awesome, fantastic. Yeah. And as somebody, we were talking about it off air, as somebody who really enjoys Stranger Things, this is one of those movies where you're like, oh yeah, kids used to really be able to act. Yeah. They were actually pretty fucking good back in the day.
Although you are, Children of the Corn is also from a time where you could cast ugly people in movies.
Yeah, very much so.
That's not allowed anymore.
No.
It's
against the law.
Not. Yeah, no.
Either ugly or just actual real people.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's...
How quick that was fast.
I blazed through that.
Record time, but that's because these tournaments take forever.
They do.
So here we go, guys. We have... And what I've done...
We need that fight. What I've done is
I have... Normally, it's very random, the pairings. Because I wanted these to be a little bit more entertaining, I have actually paired people up in what I think would make good matches. Okay. Or and then they'll get into the weird shit afterwards. So Kicking it off, and the way this will work is that everyone will cast their vote, and you can give a brief explanation as to why or not. It's up to you, but we do have many, many bouts to get through, so we'll try to get to this as
quickly as possible. So two-sentence explanation.
Yeah, something along those lines. And if you're watching via Twitch or on Facebook or anything, feel free to chime in. You might tip the vote and cause a different outcome. So
only if you're a Patreon.
Yeah, no. So first up. First bout of the evening, Jason Voorhees versus Michael Myers. That's
jeez,
right.
That's your
they're basically
right, like right out of the gate.
Basically,
God damn
the
it.
Same fucking guy fighting each other.
You might as well say like, "Hey, the first match at WrestleMania is going to be The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin."
Yeah, this oh no, it gets better.
This is Lakers Celtics first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. So we'll just swing it on this way.
Wow,
good lord.
I. Fuck.
Now hold on. Is it actually Jason Voorhees?
Yes.
No, it's not Jason's mom. I would have put her name.
It's okay. Jason.
You know
Voorhees.
What? I'm actually going to go with Jason on this.
Okay.
Mainly because I think Jason has the ability to use more than one object to kill his victims.
Yes.
Whereas Michael Myers typically on average uses just the knife. Now, he has killed people outside of that. But he typically tries to stay with the slash.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
That's a real good point.
So I'm going
with
Jason.
Got tactical on Jason.
Okay. All right.
I'm also going to go with Jason. I didn't even think about that, but I think you're totally right. It's because he's creative.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he killed people with sleeping bags. For
yeah.
Christ
no,
sake.
For sure.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't think there's no doubt. And plus Jason's, I mean, effectively at this point, he's a zombie.
Yeah.
And you're not really going to kill a zombie. Michael Myers has been killed and stopped many times.
Yes.
Jason really hasn't
been
stopped.
But killed and stopped, but he keeps coming back. And that's the one thing, argument I was going to make is Jason does have a slight more supernatural element.
Right.
Whereas Michael Myers, they try to explain why he hasn't.
And also, Jason's come. He's gone to Manhattan. He's gone to space.
Yes, he's in the lake.
But Michael, he's just in one suburban neighborhood. So all you got to really do is avoid that neighborhood, and you're pretty good to go. But Jason, you don't know where the hell he's going to show
up. And look, Michael Myers just has a crush on his babysitter. Like that's it. That's his whole. That's his whole shtick.
As soon as the family's dead, Mike's done.
That's it. That's his Achilles heel.
So yeah, I'm with you, Jason. Jason.
Okay.
I'm actually going to go Michael Myers because, using Derek's argument, he started out as a creepy kid who grew up into a creepy adult. Also, I saw Jason X recently and that voids everything about Jason Voorhees in my eyes. So he's no longer scary. He's just funny.
He used the one blemish.
All right, Danny.
Oh, there's a couple blemishes. I'm going to go with Jason.
Ooh, done.
He's done.
He is, yeah.
Most importantly because he's out for vengeance, man.
And yep.
He just wants to kill horny teenagers.
Except the teenagers that were irresponsible died in the first fucking movie, right? Like, come on.
His vengeance is just like, if you are 17, you deserve to die.
But that's a staple of it. Cause even like Freddy Krueger was like, I'm killing the children of the
Elm parents.
Street. But then after three, it was just like, nah, he just kills whoever the fuck.
That's probably why it should have ended.
No, and he really is like, do you dream? Well, you're fucking dead.
Okay, so yeah, it looks like Jason Voorhees is moving on. We haven't no one has chimed in otherwise. So that's who's moving on to the next heat. Next up, Chucky versus the Leprechaun.
That's a great matchup. That's nicely engineered.
Yeah.
These matchups are way too strong out of the gates.
I saw you. I had to try to make them even because not all horror creatures are created equal.
And I know. I just watched Leprechaun in the Hood, so that is fresh in my mind.
Which is funny because I just saw Leprechaun in space.
And you both finished both of those movies?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Wow, that's shocking.
We'll swing it around.
I was pretty drunk. It was the weekend, it was .
So I love Warwick Davis.
I'm gonna go Chucky because. He killed the mom from Seventh Heaven. Or tried to kill her. Chucky.
Because he tried to kill her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn. Shit. I'm gonna go Leprechaun because I love Warwick Davis.
Strong.
Fair enough.
Whatever you got.
Alright.
I'm gonna go Leprechaun too. Only for the same reason for the Jason thing is that he can kill in a lot of venues, right? Again, space. the
Chucky's
suburbs.
Only going after one kid.
Yeah, Chucky's
the hood.
Just, yeah, the hood. I mean, come on.
I'm talking about Chucky's got an entire cult now.
And,
okay,
yeah,
that's true.
And a bride. Yeah,
and probably, a son.
And a son. Yeah. Yeah. No, not probably. He does have a kid.
Yeah, he's got a bride.
Look, I stopped. I stopped after Child's Play 3. I think
you really should have stopped after one.
Before,
but that's okay.
Before they became Chucky, like before Chucky became the title.
I'm going to tell you, Bride of Chucky is pretty fucking good.
It's funny.
It's pretty fucking funny. Jennifer Tilly is a great addition to that cast. You know what? I am actually gonna go with Leprechaun.
Look at that!
I know,
who saw this coming?
And I like Chucky more than Leprechaun, but I actually think Leprechaun would win that battle. I think he's got more of the mystics on his side, and like the Jason argument, I do think that he can kill in more ways than Chucky can. So despite his fandom, I think that Leprechaun would win that battle.
Okay, well, we do have a viewer that or listener that said the Leprechaun because he is a mythical, magical being that could probably just wish Chucky away.
Look at that.
Okay.
So that obviously the Leprechaun is going to take this one. I was going to say Chucky because he could just knock the Leprechaun out and then possess his body and become the Leprechaun.
Oh, shit.
Because that's what Chucky do.
That's a good point.
But he's tried to do that so many times and failed.
He's not good at it, but he can do it.
The point is in theory.
Plus, he killed the My Buddy franchise, let's be honest.
Yeah, definitely.
That's pretty strong.
Poor LJN.
I know.
Poor LJN.
And then we did have another listener that said Leprechaun because he's 50% Wicket the Ewok.
See, yeah, no, that's right.
He is.
So,
And he's, what?
50% Professor Flitwick.
Flitwick, yes.
Trump card, done.
So and 100% Willow.
Leprechaun's moving on, everybody.
That is an upset. I would call that the first upset of the night, wouldn't that be?
All right. Next, Freddy Krueger versus Pennywise.
Oh.
Wow.
Ooh, good one. Yeah.
They both fucking kids,
man. Are you fucking kidding me?
They both do fear, you know what I mean?
So. Two people that literally, like, their only existence is about how much people fear them.
Tormenting children.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's, so we're swinging it back this way now.
No! Ooh.
You can go literally either way. There's no wrong answer.
I know.
Here.
There really isn't.
And you can't, they both have great, one-liners.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to throw this there.
Kiss me, fat boy.
Everything floats.
I am going to go with, Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
Only because, of how much harder it is to defeat him. He only exists in a plane that you have to kind of knock out some of your senses in order to even access him. So when you come up against Pennywise, you're coming up against him in a physical form. So even though he's got this supernatural element to him, he is susceptible to just physical beatdowns. Like, you can use a bat and physically hurt him.
It's established that his weakness is if you overcome your fear.
Right.
Whereas even Freddy Krueger, when you pull him into the world and kill him, he's still there.
I'm gonna give Freddy Krueger the edge.
You're giving Freddy Krueger?
Yeah.
Okay. Andy?
Skip me for a second.
All right.
I'm actually gonna go with Freddy Krueger for the same reasons. Also, I think his one-liners are better in Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
They're both quippy as shit. It's tough, but.
Yeah, I mean, it is hard to top Welcome to Primetime, bitch.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say that. Fuck.
I'm lying. Let's see. We have a listener that said, Pennywise, he's so creepy that I think even Freddy would be afraid of him.
Ooh.
And
that's
interesting. Doesn't Pennywise just inherently know what your fear is? So if Freddy has a fear, he wouldn't know it.
Which is fire.
That's what I'm grappling with here.
Yeah, and it's tough. It's tough because if Pennywise does get the drop on Freddy, but does Freddy have a fear? Like, is that?
Yeah, he's afraid of fire.
No, he is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they kind of established. I mean, he got burned up.
Yeah, but even in when he's in the dream world, he's fucking surrounded by flames all the time. It doesn't seem to bother him.
When they go into Freddy versus Jason, they use both of those where Jason gets surrounded by water, Freddy gets surrounded by fire, and they're both basically.
Well, that's not canon. No, I'm just kidding.
All right,
canon.
I'm ready now.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
It's Pennywise.
You're going Pennywise.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, because honestly, and Pennywise the clown isn't really his form.
No,
it's you know that, right? Right,
it's the spider, right?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not even the spider. If you read the book, and from what my friend Matt tells me about the book, the little lights that you see in his mouth in the movie—that's his real form. He's like some weird celestial thing. So he's only taken the form of Pennywise because that's what everybody was scared of and that's what was accessible. So he can take a form of whatever you fear. And Freddy, I don't know. It just seems like Freddy's kind of easy to pretty much thwart. You know, you just, I don't know. See, you just have your friend wake you up. Right? I mean,
that's not too tough. That's like avoiding him, though. That's not defeating him.
That's fine. Like, I can get 4 hours of sleep. You wake me up, I'm good to go.
No. First of all, no friend can ever wake you up in any Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's true. Because they're all terrible friends. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep. Okay.
Yeah. No. Yeah, exactly.
Like, geez, dude, it's like a half an hour and you fell asleep on me.
Okay, I'm going to go jump in the shower naked. No.
I'm pretty sure I've watched a Nightmare on Elm Street movie where someone has injected somebody with adrenaline and they're like, no, 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 bro.
Nope.
Five more minutes. Like,
I'm going Pennywise.
Okay. So we got two for Freddy, one for Pennywise, and you were going.
It's hard. Like, I want to go Freddy because I want to see a Freddy versus Jason final.
Bah.
Yeah.
Bah.
But I've already seen that.
Thank you.
And I love Tim Curry so much. and I just love what Pennywise did for clowns.
Mm-hmm. Clowns are creepy. Mm-hmm.
And even Freddy might be afraid of clowns. A lot of that is owed to John Wayne Gacy, but we won't go there.
the fucking real Pennywise?
The real Pennywise. Yeah. So I'm going to give it to Pennywise.
Yes. Wow,
look at this, two.
So we got it split.
Wow, tying it up.
But actually, we did have a listener that said Pennywise.
So it's 3-2. You are the...
But see, here's the thing. When we get a tie, how
well, it's 3-2.
We have coins, right?
Who the fuck do you think I'm going with?
You gotta make it.
Boy, Freddy Krueger, baby.
That's right, bitch.
I just think he could take it. He's one of those that, even in the movies, all throughout, even when they've been able to turn the tables on him, he might be like, for like a minute, be like, oh no. And then he's just like, bah, I'm fucking Freddy, and he kills you. So
I really wish he did that in the movie. Bah, I'm fucking Freddy. That's the end of the movie.
He did. He was like, I'm super Freddy. Like,
he really does do that.
He pretty much just figures out whatever to counter, whatever you throw at him. Like, because the dream, and look, horror movies, like, especially when you get to like Freddy's dead and we're like, he's been brought back by dream demons, like whatever the fuck that is. You know what I mean? So I don't know, but that's what I gotta go with. There's definitely more of a supernatural thing going on with him.
Disappointed.
They're both there. So, but that's the thing.
We now need somebody
we're tied.
Else to chime in.
So if there's anyone else listening who would care to chime in and settle this vote, we can come back to him, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do that.
There's always a tough one. There's always coins.
Yeah, so if any, yeah, we, and that's what we've done in the past. Yeah. So if we don't get one, we'll flip a coin for that one, but let's move on. Next up is Damien from The Omen versus Reagan from The Exorcist.
Yep.
Creepy kid battle!
Both.
Creepy kid battle!
Son of the devil versus, demon possession, yeah. So. Fuck me.
Yeah, well,
your mother sucks cocks in hell!
I think this is pretty easy. This one seems easy to me.
I think so.
It seems easy. The only thing that bothers me is all the things that actually happen on the
Exorcist. I was just going to say,
Like that kind of stuff creeps me out.
There's also a ton of stories about The Omen as well.
But we're not factoring in that. Just the characters from the movie, not the real life.
Okay.
Shit.
In that case, I have to go with The Omen. I have to go with Damien.
Well, there's one simple way to look at this. Reagan didn't kill anybody.
What?
She
kind of killed two people.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But I will give you that, to me, I think Damien had way more power. As far as what he could and could not do.
Well, I mean, one could make the argument that son of the devil versus a demon who's just not even on the same
not really here.
They're just visiting.
Pretty much.
Just passing through.
It's pretty much just a terrible house.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to give it to Damien. I'm giving it to Damien.
Yeah, I think it's Damien. I think it's super easy. Okay. Super easy.
Damien.
Damien? Danny? Damien. Damien, I guess Damien's sweeping it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's an easy call.
We did have one person listening that said Reagan because she was possessed by Legion, and they are many. So.
I know what they're going for.
That's a valid point.
It's solid.
Unfortunately, one versus.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough of one to five.
So,
but we are also many.
We are also many.
So we are Legion.
Damien is moving on. Next up, everybody, we've got, and if you haven't seen this movie, that might be difficult for you, but just when I tell you who they're fighting, I'll just tell you they're very similar in stature and the way they kill people. Vincent from House of Wax versus Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay.
Ooh. I
got it.
Back into Matt, that silent killer.
We're going to Matt, right?
Yes.
Okay. I can start it off. I'm going to go Leatherface. Just because Texas Chainsaw Massacre is fucking frightening still to this day. So I'm going Leatherface.
Okay. Leatherface. Danny?
Leatherface. Just because chainsaws are awesome and...
And he makes a great couch.
And he makes a great couch.
He does.
His lampshade crafting is fantastic. Yeah, I think it's Leatherface. I think it's pretty easy. I don't know why. It just seems pretty vicious and relentless and kind of...
Is it the chainsaw?
The chainsaw.
And once again, the Vincent guy, if you're not in his house, you're pretty good to go. Right? I mean, you just don't go in the house.
It's the town, but this is a fictitious scenario where they've been pitted against each other.
If you're Leatherface, your brother's out there hitchhiking.
Yep.
And, or if you get even close to the vicinity of somebody,
you're in trouble. But also, remember, Vincent had his brother also helping out and doing shit. So it's...
That's true.
Why I kept their families out of it. So it's just these two versus each other.
But if they were fighting in a room, I would probably go with Leatherface just because he seems a little manic.
Also, I feel like his stature.
They're both big dudes.
Gotcha.
Both
big dudes.
They were both big mutant freaks, basically.
Yeah. Wow.
So, inbred, right?
Harsh.
I'm going to go with Leatherface, and my argument is actually that Vincent and the House of Wax in general is far more calculating than the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where. For me, I feel like Leatherface is anybody that ventures into that territory.
You're screwed.
That's it. There's no discrimination. There's no one's a trophy. Like, if you have skin, that is who is going down. And so for me, I feel like that is where you get the edge. Like, you have that edge of being that person that goes just above and beyond the rational mind.
Yep.
And that's why I think Leatherface takes it.
Okay. Well, then it's really irrelevant how I vote.
In general or just in this one?
No, just in this one. Okay. Yeah, because everyone else said Leatherface, so like there's no way.
Come on, but vote. Come on.
Honestly, I find House of Wax fuck creepy as shit, and the way that he offs people in that film.
Mm-hmm. Holding them in the apparatus and spraying wax on them?
Yeah, like that's just.
It is kind of shitty.
That would be the worst fucking way to go, especially when that one guy's like still alive.
Oh, yeah, when he goes up to the piano and I'm going to save you by scratching. His face. Yeah.
It's pretty horrific. It's a slow death. But Leatherface is also equally like there was the one where he put the chick on the meat hook.
Mm-hmm. That's the first one.
And then in the freezer later and she was still alive. You're God, just fucking kill her already.
But the good thing Vincent had going for him is he killed Paris Hilton, which is kind of cool.
Which is cool. But I do think Leatherface, some of her best acting. Leatherface's family, it's one of the only times where aside from the Lincoln commercials, Matthew McConaughey is creepy as fuck.
Oh, that one. Like, you're going that one.
Oh, yeah. I watched that one, but it's so creepy. It's so creepy.
Leatherface is moving on, everybody.
Good for you, buddy.
All right. We'll do one more and then we got to take our commercial break. So, now we're moving on to witches.
Woo!
So these two ladies, we have Lady Van Tassel from Sleepy Hollow. And then Muriel, who is played by Famke Jensen from Hansel and Gretel.
Ooh, shit.
She was like the queen of the witches.
Yeah. Is that the Jeremy Renner
one? Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one.
Which I actually really like. I don't care who judges.
What is it called? Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters? Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a tough call.
That is a tough call. I'm assuming,
on one hand, one can summon the headless horseman. On the other,
one can give you diabetes.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, but then again, like you said, we're not going to count it on the headless horseman.
Right.
We're counting it on her.
I mean, unless you count that as a power and not another person. So I don't know how we want to rule
it. It'd be
that.
Like a special move.
Because like the, it'd be like the Muriel fatality can, move. Like, yeah. Yeah. Stuff with her spells and stuff like that too. So I don't know.
I'm going to go. It's hard because you can't count everything else that they can do. But I'm actually going to go with Muriel.
Just based on what we know.
I actually think Muriel has more powers. I think she possesses, more abilities. Whereas, Van Tras from the Headless Horseman, I think, her primary capability is being able to summon a demon. Outside of that,
I would argue with that even.
Witch capabilities they don't go as far as Muriel. That's my, I'm gonna go.
But they do, like, when she gives her big reveal at the end, then it does kind of show off the different spells and stuff that she used.
It does, but I don't think it matches Mirror.
It also did resort to her just killing bitches with
it. Yeah, I think Mirror will take
it. Ventazzle's greatest power is, like, her sex appeal in that movie, because she sleeps around with fucking everybody in that movie. And that's how she gets what she wants.
I mean, it would be a hot battle, I guess.
Typical women, you know?
I'm thinking about that.
So, Andy, who are you going with?
I'm going to go with the Ventazzle. I don't think you can separate the Headless Horseman from her. I think that's like almost, like you said, it's the fatality move in Mortal Kombat. Oh, it's the, hey, you're so close and I'm going to summon this and now we're really done. I don't know.
Because Muriel does her spell-like stuff in the movie.
Yeah.
And Ventazzle, one of her spell abilities in the movie is to summon the fucking horseman.
So I don't think you can separate them. I mean, if you got the Headless Horseman on your side, I mean, you own that town. You own it. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going with that.
Okay.
Just gut instinct.
We got 1-1.
I'm gonna go Muriel.
Interesting.
I don't think you've seen the movie, so.
Yeah.
I've seen parts of Witch Hunters.
Okay. I was gonna say, I don't think Matt has seen either one.
All right. Definitely seen parts of Witch Hunters.
Yes, Vebke Jensen is hot.
Yes, so there's
that's what I base my choice on.
That's perfectly legitimate in this world.
Yeah, that's really well thought out. Danny?
I'm gonna give it to Ventazzle.
Look at this.
Shit, are we divided right now?
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, is there anybody online that's cast a vote?
No one has chimed in on this one.
Fractured the
No
hole.
One else has seen these movies either.
So I'm gonna fucking judo chop this shit right now, and I'm going Lady Ventazzle.
Look at that.
It's only because he has a man crush on Johnny Depp. It has nothing to do with their powers at all.
It is one of my favorite Tim Burton movies. I'm not going to lie.
It's a fucking fantastic.
The production design is pretty damn fantastic.
I just recently rewatched it, and I hadn't seen it in a long time. And I remember watching it and just going, fuck, why didn't I like this? Like, this is so
good. It's definitely something you got to watch again. The first time, I didn't like it either. I really didn't.
But so many Harry Potter characters die.
You watch it again. It's true. It's true. You watch it and you're like, oh, this is basically Harry Potter with the Headless Horseman.
Pretty much. Kind of, yeah. It is the same cast.
Every British actor known to man is fucking in this movie.
I really do wish Christopher Walken was in Harry Potter now, but that's okay. I'm trying to go through my head. What could he
honestly,
do in
there?
You're a wizard.
It's
Harry.
So yeah, like, weird that he's in this movie.
I'm just picturing him as Voldemort now.
honestly that would have been fantastic.
Harry, I've been waiting for you.
What the hell?
No, Harry, what the hell? Get your wand.
Quick.
Avada Kedavra.
Oh, see, now this is great.
No, Harry, it's first magic. We bow.
Oh, my God. All right. So we have to take our next commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with our tournament of horror movie monster killers. And during the break, we'll go ahead and flip a coin on the bout between Freddy Krueger and Pennywise.
Should we not do that live?
No. They can see it.
I don't know.
They know.
There are plenty of witnesses here. Look, we still have so many bouts to get to. We can't waste time with that on the air. So we'll go ahead and flip a coin on that. And, when we come back, we will continue on. If you wish to join the conversation, give us a call on 909-360-8330 or messages on Facebook, facebook.com/jackofallnerds or on Twitch, twitch.tv/jackofallnerds. We will be right back.
The normal BS just won't do. ChaoticRadio.com.
You're listening to the Jack of All Nerds on Chaotic Radio, where you just might die laughing.
Welcome back to the Jack of All Nerds on Chaotic Radio. Tonight, it is our horror monster movie.
Sorry, I just burped up pumpkins.
We're having moments.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, fellas.
It's done it to me twice.
I feel like I will never be able to shit this out. This is...
God.
But when you do, it's going to smell terrific.
It's going to smell like fall.
It's going to smell like fall.
No, babe, you don't need the Febreze. It's natural.
You're going to poop out a scented candle.
Well, that's disgusting.
Oh, shit.
So we, before the break, we were, we got our tournament of horror movie monster killers started, and we're gonna continue on with that now. We did have one other vote come in during the break.
Massive turn of events.
To settle the dispute between Freddy Krueger versus Pennywise, and the vote was Freddy Krueger because, ooh, because he will kill in 1 weekend what it takes Pennywise 20 years to finish.
That's a, that's actually a super, super good point.
Wow.
That's a super good point. Oh. 27 years.
Yeah. You win, sir.
Who cast that vote?
That would be Mr. Timothy Lira.
Which, hey, by the way, I'm just going to point out real quick. Isn't it pretty genius that they released the new It in 2017 when the original came out in 1990?
It's pretty solid.
That's pretty awesome. Anyway, go ahead.
Almost like they planned it.
next. That's crazy.
Next up, we have, the Battle of Angry Ghosts. We have Samara from The Ring versus Kayako from The Grudge, or Grudge, whatever the fuck it's called.
It's The Grudge.
The Grudge?
Or Ju-on.
They're like, well, the
we're going
same
with the American
movie.
Remakes, not
the...
Oh,
you're going with the worst the remakes, yeah, not the remakes.
No, because in Ringu, it's not Samara. It's an actual Japanese name, so...
And you can't pronounce it, so that's why we're going with the American
No, one? I've never seen it, so...
I'm just giving you shit.
I don't see the original classics. So I just see the shitty American remakes.
You idiot.
I feel like I have to go with the one from The Grudge. Because you have to watch the video for the ring to work.
That yep. is it.
If yep. you don't watch it, Samara doesn't exist. Yeah. Essentially.
Yeah, so. But if you don't go to the house, doesn't... Like, I guess they could both easily avoid each other.
Yeah. You pretty much just walk down the street. Yeah. Again, it's the Michael Myers thing. Like,
but,
I'm pretty sick.
But even
you
if they're...
walk by, you're like, that house looks creepy. Well, not going there.
If a real estate agent is like, open house, free sandwiches, you're like, oh, I'll go check it out. You walk into their trap.
So your fear of death is usurped by free sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right, all right. I just don't know where we're standing.
But yeah, I'm gonna go with, The Grudge Ghost.
Okay, so, Kayako.
Watch your mouth.
Danny?
Kakakow, or whatever her name is.
Kakakow, that's right.
Kayak!
That's right.
For everything that was just said, you have to watch the video in order for Samara to get you. I honestly didn't think The Ring was that scary.
I just don't really find horror movies very scary, but I think what it really boils down to is one crawls forward normal, the other crawls like backwards, like with weird limbs.
With that,
which has the creepier crawly.
Yeah, the creepier crawly. yeah, so.
Okay.
Kayako?
Alright. And she can murder you with hair.
Yeah. Which, that would be my brother's, like, worst way to go. He has, like, a horrible phobia of hair.
Yeah.
Huh?
The thing is with both of these.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know about, like, power level. It's hard to really equate because they're both just angry ghosts, but they also, like, neither one of them seem to be, it's just a horror staple, but you can't really kill either one of them no matter what you do.
Well, it depends on how much money they both make.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you how hard they are.
I mean, they at least made enough for a sequel, both of them. But the Ring.
Only one got a reboot.
Nobody went to see The Rings, right?
I saw it.
Did
it's
you?
Really,
Rings.
It's
Rings?
It's
just Rings?
Fucking awful. I mean, I didn't watch the end of it. I have no idea how it ended.
Didn't they do a Grudge versus Ring movie in Japan?
Yeah, like a little jokey kind of movie. Okay. Yeah, it's actually pretty cool.
Is it like Leslie Nielsen presents The Ring versus Ju-on?
He's dead, and I don't think that's funny.
So who are you going with, Andy?
I'm
going
to go with the same thing. I'll go with a copy of him.
Kayako.
Kikukaji.
Kayako?
Yeah. Okay. Same thing because of the video.
Look, nobody owns a fucking VHS anymore, so your whole power is completely moved.
Didn't they change it over? Yes, didn't they go digital?
And the new one, it's on YouTube.
Fuck you. No, that.
Oh, that means the whole world is dead.
Yeah, you can't. Well,
that's the point, right? That's what they thought was going to be scary.
No.
Maybe.
We're going to make YouTube scary, and that's not
going
to work yet.
Fuck you. I'm going with The Grudge.
Cuckoo Kiki.
So, Kayako is moving on, everybody.
You're not voting?
P-P-O-P.
Come on, you matter.
I will go with The Grudge just because the way she has dispatched people is way more horrific.
I agree.
No,
I agree.
Absolutely.
Than Samara.
Than the big scream thing. Yeah.
Okay, next up, the Battle of the Vampires.
Whoa!
Claudia from Interview with the Vampire versus
Edward Cullen.
Versus, and this is, it's the Chris Sarandon, Jerry the Vampire.
Ooh.
From the original Fright Night.
Oh, well,
not the cool, sexy, Colin Farrell
Colin
version.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Which I still think was a great version.
I'm almost, no, it was. I'm almost too cool to be a vampire.
Yeah. So,
I'm almost a werewolf. I'm
so,
not.
Yeah. So those classic vampires, Claudia and Jerry.
Ooh, doesn't sound like an old couple from Florida at all.
No, not at all.
Jerry, they're on the lawn again.
Shut up, Claudia. I'm driving the car.
I told you 1,000 times.
Where you going with, Derek?
Shit, now that they're both Jewish from Florida.
It's destroyed.
Neither one of them. I am going to go. You know what? I'm going to go with Jerry. I want to go with Claudia, but I'm going to go with Jerry just because he is technically a hive leader. So he is like a leader of vampires, whereas Claudia isn't really like, she doesn't really lead her own coven, if you will.
Yeah, but she's got all those years of fucking sexual repression going on. Being trapped in a tiny and child's body.
Desperate need to cut her curls.
Just fucking rage.
She has to deal with Tom Cruise on a daily basis.
Whereas Jerry has a manservant.
I still think when it came down to it, I still think you would win. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jerry Dandridge, Fright Night. It's one of my favorite movies, so it's going to be pretty hard for me to vote otherwise. He's just so damn good. Yeah. Man.
Okay.
I really, there's no other justification.
I'll go with Claudia because, children are creepy.
Child's children?
Yeah. Children are creepy. What I meant.
Also, Matt hasn't seen any one of those movies.
I saw Interview with the Vampire when I was a child, okay? It was very scary.
It doesn't matter.
And that's what I'm basing it off of.
He's going on gut. That matters.
Yeah,
that matters.
Yeah, exactly. The way he did it, he was like, who's the kid? Yeah, let them win.
I mean, we've already established the children are creepy.
No, it's absolutely true. I just sat the children in the corner.
I'm following the rules.
What? I don't know if they're creepier than Jerry Dandridge.
I mean, it's fucking Prince Humperdinck playing a vampire. Come on now.
Tune it down. And then the best they could do as a remake was fucking Colin Farrell. So
who are you going with?
I'm going to give it to Jerry because he would seduce the baby skirt off of.
This is going to get gross. Just say Jerry and move on. There's a bad, bad vein of thinking coming.
There's life in the old lady, yes!
Yes.
I mean, technically she's not a child, but that's really weird. Dude.
Let's just not, let's not even talk about that.
Although, isn't she like 16 in the movie, the one girl that he seduces?
He's still underage, right?
He doesn't
right?
care because it's not like he's trying to fuck her, he's trying to turn her into a vampire and then fuck her. This is just
territory we shouldn't be treading on.
Anyway.
Put Danny on restraining order.
My vote would have been Claudia just because. Again, I think the she shows that really evil, spiteful side that I don't think we ever get to see with Jerry. I mean, it's there, but I think she definitely takes it to a darker place. But the vote has been already cast at 3-2, unless anyone... Nope, we got another for Jerry.
There we go.
Fucking Jerry.
Who was the person that voted for Jerry?
It would be Davina Lyra says Jerry because he would just kill all her friends or turn them to his side.
He's right. They're right. Yep. It's
but,
right.
But her friends are already...
I don't know who it is.
Friends are already vampires, right. So...
It's fine, Jerry, if you have more friends than I do.
So Jerry's moving on, everybody.
Good for you, Jerry.
God.
All right.
Yeah, now I just want to see the Jewish odd couple.
We have to focus.
Okay,
we have so many fucking bouts to get through still.
Let's do it.
All right. Next up. Dracula. This is the Gary Oldman Dracula from Bram Stoker's Dracula versus the Arnold Vosloo Imhotep from the Brendan Fraser Mummy.
Ooh. God damn it.
So.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Who's going first?
You go first, because you're always going last. Yeah. You go first.
Yes. Well done.
I'm the host. I will go, I'm going to go Imhotep on this. And not just because he's got abs. but I think his powers over death and life, I think, are superior to Dracula in Bram Stoker's Dracula. And, you know.
Interesting.
He'll attack him with a sandstorm with his face on it. Whatever. I think he's going to win. So that's my vote.
Okay. Which way are you going?
We're going this way.
Go this way. I'm with you. I was going to go the other way. But again, it's the location thing. You avoid the castle, you're pretty good to go, right? I mean, once again, it's the same dang thing. But Imhotep seems pretty expansive.
As long as he can scrape some dirt together, he can come to you, but then Imhotep could be like, get that dirt away from me.
Yeah. And if they're both fully realized and alive, there's no way. There's no way. Yeah. He can make the walls crush in on you. He can make the building collapse, whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to go Imhotep as well. I do feel like Dracula's main power is just seducing women. And I don't think that's,
you guys are forgetting Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I mean, it's a power, but it's not the power that wins you the tournament.
He can turn into mist and stuff.
He can shapeshift in
his shadows are
he can
wacky.
Shapeshift into a cat.
And
kitty cats are scary.
Imhotep was afraid of cats.
Once Imhotep is fully formed, he's no longer afraid of the cats. They established that in the movie.
Yep.
Do your fucking research.
Yep. Wow.
Watch the motherfucking mummy.
She had that on deck.
Yeah, I'm going.
That's all
Imhotep.
I had for Dracula. Then.
Okay, so we got three for Imhotep.
Yeah.
You're going one Dracula.
I know where the beast lives.
I was just gonna say.
That was so fucking spot on.
It was so good.
I'm gonna go Imhotep because Bram Stoker's Dracula does just seem like more of a all flash, no real substance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas Imhotep was truly powerful.
Yes.
And this kind of more like all powerful being. Whereas Bram Stoker's Dracula was just like, if you come here.
Yeah, see, it's a whole locale thing. If you get in this house, you're screwed. Yep. But otherwise, I'm cool.
Yeah, you're good.
Just like life. Location, location, location.
Yeah, it's pretty much building a restaurant.
All right, so that means that Imhotep is moving on. Next up, this one's a little wacky, but it's they both, like, absorb other people to live. So I went with the Creeper from Jeepers Creepers versus the Blob from the Blob. So
I was just watching a video during the break of 1980s horror effects and watching that scene where the chick pulls the dude's arm off trying to rescue him and the guy's just dissolving under the blob. So based on that, I'm going to go with the Blob.
I actually just watched the 88 version of the Blob and, doesn't hold up.
Really? I think
that,
I think
the effects I don't think hold up that well.
You got to forgive that. Though.
I still think it's a good movie. And
it's a good remake.
I didn't know some of the people that were in it
Kevin Dillon.
Yeah.
Shawnee Smith.
With his mullet. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So you're going, what'd you go with?
I'm going with the Blob.
He's going Blob.
I'm going Blob. I think that's an easy one. It's only cold, and even if you freeze him, he's still not dead. It's just cold. Mm-hmm. And eventually that cold's going away.
I'm going to go ahead and go with the Blob as well.
All right.
Blob.
All right.
It's kind of votes I like. What about you? Come on. Go quick.
The Blob.
Look at how quick that was. See how great that was?
The Blob takes
unanimous.
It.
I love him, but I feel like if Justin Long can
beat
you.
Could somehow get a little bit of a piece of you. He didn't beat him.
Justin Long did not beat him.
And also, you got to take like a 90-plus-year break between every haunting. So it's like, not that scary.
There's some calendar issues with those movies.
Redact that for the sequel?
No, they didn't.
No.
Well, because it just takes place at the same time, right? That's what it is? Yeah. Anyway,
Blob.
Yes, moving on. We also, going back to the previous bout, we did have someone else cast a vote for Imhotep. So
good for them.
Definitely winning.
What was their name?
Winning. That was Davina again.
Good for them.
Next up, everybody, is Jack the Ripper from Hell versus Jigsaw from Saw.
Oh, that's
fuck
good.
You.
Okay. Can I ask a question first before we get started?
Please.
Jigsaw as in the dying old man or Jigsaw as in Jigsaw as everybody?
No. Jigsaw as the, as what's
Tobin
the fucking
Bell
guy's name?
As,
okay. So we're
John,
only okay.
John Kramer. John.
The, as we said before, the king of contingency.
So right. Because that's the thing is, the reason that I did this, just in case you're wondering, is because in From Hell, Jack the Ripper is an old man,
right?
And Jigsaw is an old man, so this is the battle of the twisted old man.
So John Kramer can only work this battle up until Saw 3. That's as far as he can. Because look, if we're gonna go there, because anything that happens after Saw 3, so 4 through 8, he is not alive.
Sure.
It's a valid question.
It is. It's hard.
Yeah, it's not any of his.
That's what I was asking.
It's none of his 1,000 proteges. No disciples. It's just him.
No disciples. Just the guy in the
hood. Okay. So yes. Just that guy.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna go with Jack the Ripper because I feel like Jigsaw's whole plan of attack doesn't fit. Like he has to put you in a trap in order to kill you, and it's just like too complicated and it'll never work. It's like, I'm voting Jack the Ripper because knowing what I know about Jigsaw, it just doesn't make sense.
You think like when Jigsaw shows up in the pig mask, Jack the Ripper just kills him before he gets him?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay. All right. Danny?
I'm gonna go with, Jack the Ripper, mostly for what Matt said, cause I just don't think Jigsaw could get Jack the Ripper into a trap. And if he does, Jack the Ripper was a friggin' genius. He would have figured out any kind of trap that Jigsaw would have put him in.
Okay. All right. Andy?
He's been wearing the face of contemplation for quite some time.
Well, I fell asleep during From Hell, so I'm not quite sure how it ended because I hated that movie. But I'm going to go with Jigsaw simply because I don't know. I don't know if Jack the Ripper's anger would be as vehement against the dude as it would against an English hooker. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, would he have the gut? Would he be able to take down a man? I mean, the guy was kind of a coward. He just took down unprepared women, right? Like, I mean, not saying women are weaker, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
I think Jigsaw is pretty much universal. Like, if you did bad, he's going to punish you. He's like Dexter, basically.
I will give him this argument that Jack the Ripper focused on unsuspecting victims.
Right. Unprepared victims.
Right. Whereas Jigsaw
focused on unprepared victims.
Right. No, but they did bad, right? So they had to know something was coming. Well, the prostitutes were just making a living.
One can make the argument that prostitution is bad.
It's not bad. It's fine.
You know what?
It's fine.
I think Jigsaw would say it's bad.
I'm gonna go ahead
and throw a wrench in this whole thing because I was hellbent on going Jack the Ripper. I'm going Jigsaw.
I like it.
He convinced me.
I like it.
Two Jigsaw, two Jack the Ripper.
It's down to you, buddy.
I mean, look, Derek already ruined this earlier when he said my love of Johnny Depp, so I'm guessing I'm going Jack the Ripper. No, honestly, I do feel that Jack the Ripper, for the reasons that kind of Matt pointed out, like in a straight up face to face, in order to incapacitate Jack the Ripper to get him into said device.
That's true.
I do think Jack would be able to take that.
And maybe Jack's rage would just pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. And I mean, they're both old guys. So
tough one.
Yeah. That is a tough one.
But, and you're right. Jigsaw is the king of contingencies.
He's the king of contingencies.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, that is true. There's in the end, Jack the Ripper's going to win and then it's going to turn out it wasn't fucking Jigsaw.
Exactly.
He may be some young woman who was his apprentice.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's going to be 20 more of these battles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, next up is Ghostface from Scream versus Ben Willis from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Battle of the mid-90s tropes.
And look, here, this one I'm going to tell you guys I think is difficult out the gate, mainly because I don't think these guys, they'll be too busy taunting each other with phone calls and notes that say, I know, that they'll never actually fight. But, yeah, where are we going with this?
I'll start it off. I'm going Ghostface. I think Ghostface gets the upper hand here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to go Ghostface too. Cause I think, with Ben something, I forgot his last name.
Ben Willis.
Yeah. Why do I know these names?
I had to look it up cause I was like, wait, what is he called? And I was like, wait, he's just called Ben.
But I think he's pretty much directed just towards one little group of kids, right? And Ghostface is pretty much just directed towards every single kid that exists. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with Ghostface.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going Ghostface.
All right. Danny?
Ghostface.
Ghostface it is. I think we all got to go Ghostface. It's more iconic.
Go Ghostface.
Although this next, I almost wanted to put Ben Willis against Candyman because they both have hooks. Ooh. However, I have gone a different route with that. Candyman versus the Tooth Fairy from Darkness Falls.
Jeez. Wow.
Because they were both, wrong. Brain. It's a revenge thing. They were both wrongfully killed and they came back as really, really nasty spirits. So, if you're not familiar with Candyman, you summon him by saying his name 5 times in a mirror, and then he kills you with bees. No, he kills you with a hook. But
he's got a really morbid fascination with the bees.
And then
he was killed by bees.
And then the Tooth Fairy, if you peek when she comes to take your last.
Wait, if you pee?
You pee.
Oh,
yes.
If
you pee when you see her.
If you pee when you take your last bite of the burrito, she will.
She comes to claim your last child tooth, and if you peek and you see her, she will fucking murder the shit out of you. Everything you know.
Please tell me that's on the poster.
Yes, it is. And if it isn't, I'll make it. And then she's allergic to light. So,
allergic.
She has to stay in the dark, she can't go into the light. So,
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah. But she was fucking nasty. So
I would say the same thing about Candyman, right? Because Candyman doesn't, I mean, you have to be in a dark bathroom or.
Oh, no, it doesn't have to be dark. You just have to, it has to be a mirror to summon him. But they're both, like I said, they're both ghosts and they're angry. So.
I'm going Candyman. Yeah.
Okay. Because the Candyman can. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm muting myself right now.
Nope. You should chastise yourself for that. Absolutely.
Because he mixes it with bees. I don't know. Anyway, so.
No, I think that horror trope transcends the time of Darkness Falls or whatever it is.
Okay.
God, I haven't seen that in a while. I'm going to go with the Tooth Fairy simply because I think everybody loses teeth, right?
Yeah.
But Candyman, you just don't say it in the mirror.
Right.
That, you're, again, you're done. But if they're fighting in a fight, I'm going to go with Tooth Fairy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Tooth Fairy as well, although I would say that if you're losing baby teeth as an adult, you should probably see a dentist. But Tooth Fairy, just because the idea of that is much more frightening than walking into a room with a mirror and saying a name five times, like something where you're supposed to get money and then you get fucking murdered is frightening.
Money to murder.
Well, that's the one thing I like, and that's why I'm going to vote Tooth Fairy. Because it takes this like innocent childhood kind of Santa Claus-y thing and just flips it upside down and makes it your worst nightmare.
Yeah.
So I think that's why the Tooth Fairy wins out.
All right. And I'm also throwing my vote in for Tooth Fairy because
I've
seen both of those movies and I found her character to be much like infinitely creepier and more potent, I think.
It's super, she's super vicious.
Yeah.
Candyman seems a little seductive in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, while the movie didn't frighten me, the first like 5 minutes of Darkness Falls was one of the most horrendous like death scenes I've seen when she kills the mother.
It's pretty brutal.
I was like, fuck! Man, like, I think I actually shouted an expletive in the theater when I saw it. So, all right, just moving on. Next up, a xenomorph, or an alien, as they're known, versus a predator.
Oh, god damn it.
You did.
Oh, it is the universal truth.
Really?
One on one, right?
Yeah.
Predator has all his gadgets.
And look, and if we want to make it more even, we can say it's a queen alien versus a predator, because I think that's a little more evenly matched.
Actually,
like a straight xenomorph, I feel like a predator would just fuck it up.
Yeah. This thickens the chili, so to speak.
No, I'm going predator.
Gross.
You want predator?
I'm going predator.
Predator all the way. Okay.
Yeah, me too. I'm not even going to justify. Yeah, I'm going predator.
Yeah.
Because of the tech.
I'm going predator.
Predator?
I want to fuck everybody over so bad, but I know it's not going to work.
It's already three votes.
Yes.
So, Predator.
Going Predator?
He's like Predator, but the Jean-Claude Van Damme before they kicked him off the set.
The horrible
the
spongy
the duck mask.
The white alien. Scorpion duck.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I'm going Predator. This is actually pretty easy, but...
it wasn't that. Hey, there's no votes for the aliens.
That's true. Okay.
And they made like four movies about it. So
we're almost done with the first heat, everybody. So next up is Frankenstein's Monster. This is from the Kenneth Branagh.
Okay.
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Robert De Niro.
Bobby De Niro. And the,
please make a kick.
Versus the Benicio Del Toro Wolfman.
Ooh.
Battle of the Shitty Remakes.
Yes.
I'm gonna go.
And for all those playing the home game, there actually was a Frankenstein meets the Wolfman.
Way back in the day.
Boris Karloff. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm gonna go Frankenstein.
Are you all right? Sorry, was that the hot dog?
That's the hot dog. Right.
These bolts.
Don't you bring that fire near me, my friend. Don't you do it.
I have bolts, Wolfman. Can you milk me?
Wow. You see what they done to me? There's only two rules.
Sorry. So who are you going with?
I forgot too.
Now I have no fucking clue.
I'm just trying to match the line. I can't think of anything.
I'm going Robbie De Niro's Frankenstein.
Okay.
Robbie.
All right.
I'm going to go with the Wolfman just because I think werewolves would pretty much tear anything up.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, too, like, I feel like in the Branagh version, while the monster is still super strong, they did try to go, like, a more realistic route with him. So.
And he seems kind of weak. He seems a little like he's going to fall apart at any given moment.
He does rip Lena Bonham Carter's heart out real easily, but...
But she's small.
I mean, yeah.
She's small.
She ain't a wolf.
Small-framed woman.
Against a Wolfman, it's probably not the same.
So, yeah, I'm going to go Wolfman as well.
Wolfman?
I'm hitching my trailer
Wolfman.
To that.
Wolfman. Ooh, three votes.
Too
Wolfman.
Vicious. Too vicious.
I'm gonna go Wolfman. just to stick with the rest of the group.
Different scale.
Safety in numbers. So Wolfman's moving on. And the last bout of the first heat is Jack Torrance from The Shining versus Norman Bates from Psycho.
Ah.
Ooh.
They're just like two equal levels of insanity.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a
I'm going to start it off, and I'm going to go Norman Bates just because he's so creepy, and he seems like he plots everything out, whereas Jack Torrance is someone who has gone mad over a period of time to mania, to where he is he is full-fledged with the idea of murdering people. And Norman Bates just seems like a more meticulous, thought-out psychopath.
Okay.
You know, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
No, that's a good argument. Danny?
I'm gonna go with Jack Torrance. Just because, and this goes back into the whole, mania to planning things out. He wrote a book that was nothing but all work and no play and makes Jack a dull boy.
How did they never release that as a book? I'm serious. Like, they would have made
at least in a box set or something. Yeah. Like, it'd be awesome.
I understand why they didn't do that.
But just to see, like, all the different fonts that he used.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So, and, I don't know. There was just something, I think, more inherently violent about Jack Torrance.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with Jack.
All right.
I'm going to go with Jack Torrance because Norman Bates always fought his will to murder. He didn't, he wasn't really a murderer. He just fought it. He was little, I mean, obviously psycho.
Okay, hey, when your mom's nagging you, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you should break at some point you got to give in, right? Yeah. I mean, if you want to go to Chuck E. Cheese, you're going to kill that woman.
Yeah.
No, but Jack Torrance like bought into murder really fast. And when he did, it was pretty damn scary and relentless. Yeah, so I'm going to go with Jack Torrance.
All right.
I'm going to go with Norman Bates. I think Norman Bates stayed crazy. I think he was crazy from the beginning. And I think that type of psychosis has the win over whatever happens when you show up at a hotel.
So he like acts like an innocent old lady and then.
Yeah. Yeah.
When Jack's not looking, just ha.
Yeah.
All right. So we got, it's evenly split. See if anyone's got any.
We do know that Jack Torrance is taken in by old ladies too. Yeah. So.
All right.
Also, dying in the shower is just the worst.
I know what scene you're talking about.
Thank you. Thank you.
So nasty.
Yes. It's the worst.
Well, all right. I'm going to throw my vote in. Here's Johnny.
Yes.
Going Jack Torrance. I do. I think, honestly, with his psychosis and the rage that he displays, I think he'd overpower.
He bought into murder way too easy. Way too easy.
He's a fucking mama's boy. All right. I think Jack takes him easily.
All right.
So, all right. That is it. Let's move on to some
bolts.
Let's move on. All right.
That might be my favorite Robert De Niro impression of all time.
Here we go, guys.
These bolts.
Here we go. The semifinals.
Yes. No theme. We need a theme.
We have Jason Voorhees versus the Leprechaun.
Oh, come on.
Well, it better be easy because we need to like speed it up.
All right, let's speed it up quick.
Guys, Jason.
It's clearly the Leprechaun. It's clearly.
Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, in all fairness, Jason probably wouldn't have the ingenuity to like fucking throw shoes out for the Leprechaun to shine. I don't know.
There'd be no way that one Jason kick. Voorhees can even understand like
Jason
the Leprechaun's
would also not steal
like
the Leprechaun's
tricks and shit.
Gold.
Yeah, no, the Leprechaun.
Or is he?
No, one kick, one swift kick, and the whole thing's over. Jason.
Jason Voorhees, 100%.
Jason, yeah.
Danny. I would just love to see the Leprechaun come out. Oh, I'll have you a pot of gold here. And then Jason's just like, nope. Machete to the head. Done.
Okay. I am going, I'm going to go Jason Voorhees.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the man's intense. All right. Moving on. He's a hell of a boxer as well. So next up, and this actually is a really fucking interesting one. Freddy Krueger versus Damien. Because he's a child.
Whoa.
And Freddy's a child killer.
No,
he's the fucking
but
son of
he's
Satan.
Not really, I mean, he's necessarily just not a kid. He's,
fuck.
Woo. That's the thing. I think Freddy goes to molest him because that's what he did. And
you've gone back to this twice now.
I'm going Damien.
He was a child molester.
I know. I'm
continue
just
restraining order on Damien.
Don't hate me. This is a tough one.
Damien.
So Matt's going Damien.
Yeah, I'm just gonna make it quick. Damien. I wouldn't expect that, but I'm gonna say Damien.
Son of the devil. I think I'm inclined to agree with you because it would be one of those things where Freddy would think he has the power in the dream world.
Definitely.
And then this kid's got the fucking devil's powers.
He's got the power everywhere.
Turn it
everywhere.
Yeah.
You would think that it's relatively hard, but I'm gonna go Damien.
Damien's gonna be tough to beat.
Damien, everyone's
look
going
at
Damien.
That.
Wow.
How did that kid get through?
I know, right? Yeah. Sneaking
well,
through
when
the
you're
finals.
The, when you're, you know, have the power of the devil behind you. I guess.
Okay, next up is Leatherface versus Lady Van Tassel.
Ah, come on.
Oh, wow.
The Headless Horseman. She's got the Headless Horseman.
Who does Leatherface fight next?
maybe not as easy as you think.
Yeah, how do you kill the horseman?
With a chainsaw? You know, it'd probably be pretty
He's easy. Already dead.
He's already dead.
Yeah, no, if we're gonna give her.
Interesting.
If we're gonna,
it's one of her fucking powers. You can't not
then,
give it to her.
Again, Lady it's Van Tassel.
It's her fatality.
That's, I mean, that,
what does
that's
Leatherface have but a chainsaw?
A horse knocks him down, and I'm gonna go with
Lady Van Tassel. That's who I go with.
Me too. Yep. Me too.
Wow. I've seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre, so I'm gonna go Leatherface.
The honesty is awesome.
Leatherface.
Oh, Fantastic.
Watch out. Oh, hey, look at that.
That was the Johnny Depp.
Christopher Walken takes Leatherface any day. Okay. All right. Next up, we have Kayako from The Grudge versus Jerry the Vampire.
What?
He's battling small children. Is just the problem. Well, he can't. I won't even bring it up. I know who's going to bring it up.
Though. I don't even know how this works. Like he's undead.
Jerry seduces the hell out of him.
I knew it was coming.
You're welcome.
But see, I don't know if she could be seduced because how she died. Yeah. Remember, she was infatuated with her professor, and her husband thought she was cheating and murdered her, and that's how she came back all vengeful. So I don't think being seduced is in her repertoire.
It's Jerry Dandridge.
I mean, yeah, I guess
he can seduce.
He is the greatest hunter in all the land.
Humpadink.
Derek?
I'm going Jerry.
You're going Jerry. Okay.
I'm going Jerry too, just because I love Fright Night.
All right, he's going
Jerry.
You're
not going to talk me out of it.
Look, that's fine. That's all the reason
Stop
we
it.
Need.
I'll go Jerry.
Jerry?
Jerry. Jerry.
Look
Jerry.
At that.
Jerry. Sweet.
Yeah, I guess I'll go Jerry.
It sounded so emphatic after all that.
It did. I was just defeated. Anyway, moving on. Imhotep versus the Blob.
What the fuck?
That's actually kind of tough if you think about it.
It is. I don't know how the Blob works on things that can't be real. Cause like, Imhotep can just...
Can't he just sweep him up and, wow,
yeah,
there you go.
Just
and
gone.
Ooh.
Make some cold winds.
That's a draw to me. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
No, but that's tough.
I gotta go Imhotep on this one. His powers just seem boundless, whereas the Blob can be defeated by ice. So... like a bag of ice.
Yeah, can't he just create, like you said, I mean, it sounds stupid, but can't he create a cold breeze?
I'll go Imhotep.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with
Imhotep too. Who would have thought I said that?
I mean, doesn't Imhotep control, like, the 10 plagues of Egypt?
Yeah, but.
He's got all that stuff.
But couldn't he make, like you said, he could make a cold breeze and, well, he's frozen, done.
Yeah.
We're done. Imhotep. Well, hey, I did that.
Alright.
Imhotep.
Oof, wow.
Imhotep.
This is surprising.
Next up, Jack the Ripper versus Ghostface.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's actually a really good one.
Yeah, I mean, some might.
I think Ghostface would throw
is the Ripper of modern day.
I think he would throw Jack the Ripper off because he'd call him on the phone, and Jack the Ripper would be like, "What is this ghastly invention?"
I was gonna say Jack the Ripper would be mystified by the phone. By the time he figured out the phone, he'd be dead.
Yeah, I'm going Ghostface.
I honestly think Jack the Ripper would answer like, "Who dis?
Who dis?
New phone? Who dis? No, I'm going Ghostface.
Ghostface. Okay."
I'm gonna go Jack the Ripper.
Ooh, Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper.
Ooh. Ghostface.
Oh shit!
I was with you on it.
Shit!
I'm with you on the
Johnny Depp shine through.
Woo.
The athleticism of Ghostface.
Yeah, but
he's athletic, man.
He is pretty clumsy, though.
He is a bit of an idiot.
He does get hit by ladies.
No matter who Ghostface is, they're a little clumsy.
Yeah. I think of going Jack the Ripper. He just seems more eloquent with a blade.
Yeah, I think the Ghostface clumsiness tipped the scales. I didn't think about that.
Maybe
okay,
I should have.
Next up, the Tooth Fairy versus the Predator.
Oh, get the Come fuck on, out
the
of here.
The Predator.
Hey, she's a ghost. She does not have a heat signature, fuck yourself.
Fuck you. The Predator, all the way.
Y'all joke about that. That's a good point.
No, yeah, you
the
can't.
The Predator can see in a lot of different
you
spectrums.
You can't kill what you can't hit. She's a fucking ghost.
Well, he could kill in a lot of spectrum, but he relies on that heat.
Energy blast that, motherfucker. I don't think he can do it.
I'm gonna get
Predator.
Nerdy.
I'm still going Predator.
Even if Predator has a filter on his mask that allows him to see in the electromagnetic spectrum.
But again, he cannot.
Ghosts are on the electromagnetic spectrum.
It doesn't mean he can attack it just because he can see it.
How can he kill a ghost?
Exactly.
Plasma. That's what his plasma caster is.
Does a laser kill
ghost
a ghost?
I'm even going Predator, and I don't buy that.
Yeah, whatever, man.
The science is sound.
So you vote Predator and Predator. Right? I'm going Tooth Fairy.
I'm with you. I'm going to go with Tooth Fairy.
I think we're defeated,
what am I
though,
talking?
Because I think Danny's,
what
I think
am
Danny's
I saying?
Going Predator.
I'm going the way of science.
No, that's fine.
You're going the way predator. Of bullshit.
What
anyway,
am I saying?
So Predator, Predator's moving on. Next up, we have, what do we got here? We got Wolfman versus Jack Torrance.
Ooh.
Well, this is really funny.
Yeah, say it. Because Jack Nicholson played the Wolfman.
Yeah.
So it's Jack Nicholson versus Jack Nicholson is what we're saying.
I'm gonna choose your Wolfman.
I know.
But I mean, in this particular instance, I don't think.
I think Benicio del Toro's Wolfman rips Jack Torrance apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going Wolfman. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Jack Torrance.
Whoa.
Because I think he's just a psychosis, man. I think he's got like, that Scarface thing where like you shoot him so much, but he's still going. Like he's just
you
so
think
crazy.
That can fight a werewolf?
I don't know. I really have no idea.
I'm going Jack as well.
We did have somebody actually just chime in on the previous bout that said Predator probably has a necklace of children's teeth. He's fucked.
No, predators don't kill kids, man.
Well, you're the expert.
I am.
Got him.
I've read books and shit.
I've only read shit.
Yeah. All right. So I'm sorry. You went Wolfman.
Going Jack Torrance.
Jack.
Wow.
Look at this.
This is going to be a big upset, isn't it?
Wolfman.
Okay. What was the reason for Jack?
The manic craziness of Jack Torrance. He's just crazy. I don't think the wolf is even going to faze him.
I mean, it is. Fuck, it's Jack Nicholson. Jesus.
Wow.
It's a tough call, isn't it?
It's
a
tough call, but I think just on sheer, just like the argument against Frankenstein's monster, I think the brute force of the Wolfman can take him.
All right.
I think it would.
All right.
I can buy it.
He might get a couple of hits in with that axe, but I think the Wolfman at the end of the day is going to take it.
I can buy it.
Okay, everybody, here we go. Quarterfinals. Jason Voorhees versus Damien.
Ooh.
Tough.
Ooh, Jason's been to hell too.
Yeah.
And he survived it.
And he survived it. Oh, I don't know. Come back to me. I'm so conflicted.
Matt? Yep.
I'm gonna go with the devil. I'm gonna go with Damien.
Well, he's the son of
the son of the devil.
Okay, Damien.
I'm gonna rely on Jason's kicking powers, which got him out of the last round, and I'm gonna go with Jason.
Yeah. Plus,
one swift kick.
Here's the thing: he's still, at the end of the day, he may have powers. He's still just a child.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I'm gonna go with Jason's kicking power.
Yeah,
I'm relying on the power of the foot.
Plus, I mean, Jason does have some supernatural shit going on. So.
And he survived hell. Yeah. Hell's no big deal.
Danny,
Jason,
Damien.
And a big
I'm gonna go Jason. I'm doing it. Right. I'm doing it.
Oh. Jason. All right, Jason Voorhees is moving on.
Sorry, little boy.
I also would have went Jason.
Yeah. So. See, there you go.
Yeah. Next up, damn, Lady Van Tassel versus Jerry the Vampire.
Whoa.
This would be a match.
But now Jerry's powers work.
They seduce each other.
Yeah, they just screw themselves to death.
So they don't actually fight. They just fuck.
They just fuck.
Like,
the
but to
time.
Death. So they're both out.
They're both out.
Fuck to death. All right.
So then Jason gets a bye in the next round.
But somehow the Headless Horseman moves on. That's.
I'm actually gonna go Jerry.
You're gonna go Jerry.
Yeah, I think Jerry can actually nullify her powers over. The Headless Horseman to make her.
Because at the end of the day, she's just
pretty
human.
Much mute. So,
yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I believe that because he could get past the horseman
yep.
to her.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm going Jerry Dandridge. Yeah, those powers of seduction are just going to. They're going
to. These all sound like good reasons to me. I'll go Jerry.
All right,
good
Jerry.
Old Jerry.
All right. Jerry is moving on.
You get him, Jerry.
Woo. Okay. Next up.
Watch that movie tonight.
We have. Oh, fuck, this is no competition, unfortunately. Imhotep versus Jack the Ripper.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jack.
I would love to have the Jack just
you
come
were
back
doing
and
so well.
The last
sorry,
round.
Imhotep. That's so unfortunate. Oh, no. So, I mean, I'm sorry, Jack the Ripper.
Look, if Jack finds the book.
And he would, because he's a learned
he's
fellow.
He quiz, yeah. And then he reads the incantation to have his soul restored to his body. Then he could kill him.
No.
What are the odds?
Look, you're stuck in well, Jack the Ripper.
You know that Jack the Ripper's also old, so old people can't do anything.
Wow.
I'm going Imhotep.
Technically, Imhotep's old, too.
We should just run down everybody we've offended.
Right.
On the show.
I'm going
old
Imhotep.
People, redheads, women, and kids.
I'm sorry, you were going what?
Imhotep.
Yeah, I just don't think, don't even know how Jack the Ripper made it this far, but there's no way in hell he's getting past
Imhotep. Hard call to make, so Imhotep?
Yeah, Imhotep.
Imhotep.
Imhotep is moving on.
I see the final coming.
Jason Imhotep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next up, I don't know, guys, Predator versus Wolfman.
Ooh, good one. But see, now the heat vision again.
Predator.
Well, you could kill a ghost.
That sounds like a great movie.
Actually, Predator. Yeah, don't say it too loud.
I don't know why they haven't made it. I'm down.
Don't say it too loud.
I'm down. Like, that's the most dangerous game.
The
right
heat
there.
That Predator will see as he's transforming and the time it takes for him to transform.
Dead.
Predator, yeah, Predator's just gonna destroy him.
Even if we assume that he's already in wolf form, I feel like even if the Predator gets clawed open and then is like, oh shit, I'm gonna turn into a wolf, self-destruct.
Yeah, and then,
but then nobody wins.
Although, yeah, a fucking Predator wolf? Jesus.
Oh. Who are an alien wolf? Oh, we already did that.
Yeah. I'm going Predator.
Predator?
Yeah, Predator.
Predator all around?
I mean, Predator's gotta have like that silver tip blade though.
I mean, well, sure.
Not really.
Because I don't remember. It's been a while since I've seen this one. Silver. Was it silver?
You're supposed to kill him with silver, but like an American Werewolf in London, they just shoot him in the alleyway. A cop shoots him and he's dead.
But we are going with this version.
They needed silver.
Yeah.
But
I feel like he'd figure it out.
Predator is hunting.
Apparently he can scan everything, Danny, so.
He could scan a ghost. I'm sure a dog ain't a problem.
You can kill a ghost. You can dodge a ball. I mean, anyway. So I think Predator's moving on here, guys. Let's see. Next up. Oh, we are into the finals. So
is this the final four?
It's Jason Voorhees versus Jerry the Vampire.
I think Jason takes this.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
There's literally nothing Jerry can do.
I didn't think he was going to make it this far, but I'm going to go Jason.
Yeah.
I have to go Jason.
Wow.
There's just no way. Jerry's not going to survive that at all.
Yeah.
There's just no way. He's not going to seduce him, right?
Yeah.
When he's in a vampire form, it doesn't matter.
And look, Jason doesn't.
As a vampire, he's faster and stronger than.
Fright Night. He's not necessarily fast or strong. He's just vicious.
Yeah.
He's really not fast and strong. Yeah.
I guess we chose the wrong Jerry because he was faster and stronger in the remake.
Look, as dumb as people like to make Jason, like, he adapts to the situation.
And yeah, he'd pretty well.
I think he would figure out, like, oh, I have to kill him with garlic. Okay, cool. I'm going to mash this garlic into his forehead. Like, you know what I mean? Like that.
After he strolls down to the grocery store.
I was just saying, I now have the vision of Jason shopping at Sprouts looking for organic garlic.
Like holding up different, holding up different bulbous vegetables, like thumping a cantaloupe.
We did have a listener chime in. This is Jerry because he can just hypnotize Jason, and we do know that Jason has
that
been tricked
true.
Before.
Yeah. He's stupid.
He was defeated by a girl with like telekinesis. So I mean,
that's a stretch.
He was just brought under the water.
He was still defeated.
Bad.
For that movie.
I'm still going Jason. I'm sticking to it. I don't give a fuck. I'm sticking to it.
I totally agree. Okay. I'm sorry. Yep. It's a good point, but I'm
Jason. No, it is. I'm sticking to Jason.
Oh, everyone's going Jason.
Sorry.
Right. I never thought I'd find myself siding with Chris Sarandon's Jerry the Vampire, but
he's
I guess
awesome.
Jason is moving on. This is going to be a weird fucking finale, I think.
I know what's coming.
So it's now Imhotep versus Predator.
It is. Yeah.
Ooh.
Imhotep versus the Predator.
That's a brain turner there. Is there anybody chiming in quick on this one?
Nothing yet.
I can easily be swayed on this one.
Yeah, I could too.
On the hottest years. Year it grows hot.
If no one's gonna weigh in, I'm gonna go Imhotep.
Why do you think Imhotep?
I just think
the thing is, we've been giving Imhotep a lot of credit because of his powers, but at the end of the day, he was defeated by Brendan Fraser. So,
essentially all of them have been defeated by idiots. Like,
Plus, pretty much true. It is firmly established.
Not the Predator, okay?
Established in AVP that the Predators have been coming to this fucking world for a long ass time. And
they built the pyramids.
Yes. Yeah, they built the pyramids. So they know, they've already got the incantation to fucking put his soul back in his body.
They did, but that pyramid thing, that's a good point.
Yep.
If anything, the mummy would worship him as a god.
You realize we're talking about horror things, right?
Yeah.
It is a stretch.
I'm gonna go Imhotep still.
Okay. All right. Sticking with his guns. Can't fault him for that.
He just made a point back there.
What was the point?
Point was Imhotep would worship the Predator as a god.
And in that moment of him seeing the Predator this is the guy that built the pyramid, dead. Predator.
Yeah, all right. That's actually
that's a
very
great
good point.
That's a good point.
Solid.
Danny gets a golf clap.
And then the Predator would seduce him.
And then Jerry comes by and wins it all.
Yay! Yeah.
And then somehow a child is involved and we have to put another retainer on Danny.
All right,
got it.
All right. That's all good reasoning, but I'm just sticking with Predator because, he's just the best.
So. He's the best around.
Right, so, gonna ever yeah, keep I could down. Just sing that all night now.
So we got Predator. Mm. Loser, Predator.
Yeah, also,
I've been on the winning side most of the night. The first time.
One thing about the Predator, he is one ugly motherfucker.
And I would love to hear Arnold Vosloo say that.
Yeah, but here's the actual question, guys. Who's the uglier motherfucker? Jason Voorhees or the Predator? Because ooh, that's the final right there, guys.
Oh, we need that big Super Bowl thing.
That is the big finale. Yes.
Bum, 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 bum.
Who takes it? Predator or Jason Voorhees, baby?
Tough. And no, I really wish somebody would vote.
Want some candy?
Yeah. We'll see if anyone chimes in.
I don't know that I can pick.
Although, that would be a weird battle because Jason doesn't talk, one. So he wouldn't have any of Jason's lines to regurgitate back in a creepy fashion.
The Predator would just record that. And then distort it all weird.
That's
a good final, actually.
Yeah.
And don't say it too loud, because if you say it too loud, they'll make this movie.
Freddy versus, I
honestly think this was a comic book.
Jason versus Predator is absolutely going to happen.
That does sound like a comic book, actually.
It does.
I don't think so.
Shut up. Nobody cares.
Like, it gets really hot at Crystal Lake one year, and Predator's like, I'm going to go hunt this guy.
Look, I mean, they've had Archie fight the Predator, but I don't think they've had Jason.
Yeah.
It's so hard because Jason is essentially unkillable. Like, it's...
All right, we did have a listener that says the Predator would seduce Jason.
Is the Predator known for its seduction powers?
I mean, maybe in his own culture. We don't know.
We don't know that.
We've never been there.
I would give it to the Predator because...
Wow.
I don't think Jason is smart. I don't think Jason can outsmart the Predator to defeat him.
Yeah.
I think he would just go full force how he does with everything else. But I think the Predator would get him.
Okay. And he can cloak.
He can
cloak. Oh, that's a real good point, actually. It's that tech, man. That's not even fair.
I know. It does make it difficult.
Yeah, if you take the tech away, it changes everything.
I don't think it does.
Yeah, I know, but
the Predator's still stronger and faster.
Jason's pretty damn strong.
Like,
man.
I think on a strength level, I think they'd probably be evenly matched.
Yeah, and I think it would
I've never seen the Predator bend a man in half, so... Jason might be stronger.
But he does lift people in the trees, like seriously easy. Yeah. Like crazy easy.
He did pick Arnold up pretty easily.
Pretty easy.
And
I think it would be one of those things where nobody actually wins overall. Like nobody actually dies.
They would temporarily
fight.
Win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was looking at the same thing. Yeah, alright, this is one fight.
Somebody's gonna temporarily win a fight and not necessarily kill the other one, I'm gonna go Predator.
Okay. Going Predator.
On that reasoning alone, because it's one fight. You know when he shot Jesse Ventura from the back, blah, and his whole...
Yeah.
I mean, all he has to do is like twice to Jason and down, right?
That's the thing with Jason too, is that he has that... It's that horror movie staple where they don't die, you can kind of incapacitate them for a few moments while you make your escape.
Well, for a
couple
months.
Whereas the Predator wouldn't need the time to escape. It would shoot him out when he falls down. He would rip his fucking spine out.
No, it's true, though.
That's
true. And Jason is stupid. I mean, he's smart, but he's also pretty dumb, and he's easily taken in.
Yeah.
I love Jason to death, but I'm going to go with Predator.
All right.
I think that.
All right, we got two for Predator.
Predator.
I mean, Danny's been Team Predator all night. Are you blowing him? Is that what's happening? Is he blowing you?
He's way too
with
old.
With his vagina mouth?
Yeah.
That's pretty hot.
Yep. You just gotta watch out for the mandibles.
Add restraining order to fictional characters for Danny.
The mandibles just cradle the balls. That's all they do.
This is too far for me.
Yeah.
Predator.
Uh-oh.
I'm going Jerry the Vampire.
He would seduce them both. I know.
So, yeah, Predator all the way.
Who saw that coming?
I honestly didn't at all.
Yeah. Had it come down to somebody who is more of a supernatural element to them versus a Predator, it might have gone a different way.
But the Predator can kill a ghost, so we've already established that doesn't matter. Whatever.
All right. I'll be
over here, guys.
I'm sorry the fucking Tooth Fairy didn't make it to the finals, assholes.
That would have been a good fight, Tooth Fairy and Jason.
Should be. It would. Does he have any teeth left?
He has like two.
He's actually, he died. He died as a child, so he probably still does have some.
His baby teeth. Full circle back to the adult with baby teeth. There we go. It all works out in the end. This is perfect. What a great show.
All right. Well, Andy, thank you so much for coming out and subjecting yourself to some digestive distress.
It's killing me. Like, you have no idea right now.
He's been hiccuping quite often.
And it's every hiccup is a hot dog. It's so gross.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Matt, also, thank you. I mean, I know you were just trying to make us eat horrible things.
Yeah. Thank you for inviting me. This was a lot of fun.
I appreciate you being willing to eat the creation that you put upon us.
No problem.
Garbage.
Anytime.
And actually, I think these tournaments are more fun when we have more people to chime in.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So,
awesome. As always, guys, you can find this in podcast form on our website, jackofallnerdshow.com. Also on the Hyper RPG podcast network. That is soundcloud.com/HyperRPG. And you got anything? Shows? Nothing?
No shows.
I have nothing coming up because it's pretty much the end of the show season for me.
That is true.
But yeah, I mean, you know, whatever.
But also, Andy created a horror-themed card game.
I do. I guess I should bring that up. I do have Monsters and Maniacs, which is my card game based on horror movie characters. And there is some sci-fi guys. But you can go to my site, andysocialindustries.com, look under Monsters and Maniacs, and go ahead and get a hold of me through there if you have questions. Or, yeah, these wonderful pumpkin snickerdoodle cookies were created by Lucky 13 Sweets and Treats as well.
All right. And thank you to everyone who listened live and added their thoughts and helped us crown a winner.
Congratulations.
Spectacular event.
Predator
reigns victorious, as always. This has been the Jack of All Nerds. We will talk at you later.